Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. Welcome back to the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97.3 The Fan. It is time for our biggest fan. Aha! Time for the biggest fan. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Lisa Healy in El Cajon. Lisa Healy in El Cajon. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 97throughthefansd.com/biggestfan. Lisa Healy in El Cajon. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. There you go. That is not James in Oceanside, and that was not Brenton in Tucson. No, it was not.
I don't think it can be Brenton in Tucson, can it?
Well, Brenton doesn't actually live in Tucson. Well, no, I'm making a joke. It can't be Brenton in Tucson, technically. I'm still in the heated debate with the Big Ten versus the Big 12 issue. And as I mentioned before, how about this? You factor out Ohio State, and guess what? That's basically most of the eliteness of that conference. The claim is like, this is a hypothetical SEC matchup. Wins again, Frank. It's like, about 7 to 8 schools in the Big Ten can win the Big 12. Oh, yeah, because we don't have Ohio State you have to worry about. So the reason why they can't win their own conference. Everybody knows it's going to be Ohio State winning the conference all the time. You take Ohio State out, it's like 7 schools in the Big 12 that can win that conference. These conferences are have more parity than you think. It's a lot more parity in college football than you originally think. And it's funny, it's like the question comes about, like, has money saved college football or they completely ruined it? Well, they had a big article on this on ESPN about how college football has entered this new chaotic money-driven era and the sport's traditional hierarchy is starting to kind of collapse. The once laughable programs, Vanderbilt, Indiana, Virginia, are suddenly winning big and fighting for conference titles and even pushing for college football playoff opportunities. NIL, revenue sharing, transfer portal have all blown up the old rules. Programs that were once buried under geography, history, and budget disadvantages have suddenly been given a window to compete. If they're willing to spend millions and change their name, entire mindset, Vanderbilt went from we can't win here to $6 million overnight. In 2022, head coach Clark Lay boldly said Vanderbilt would be, quote, the best program in the country, drawing laughter across the SEC. By late 2023, even he admitted the dream was collapsing. Vandy couldn't retain talent, couldn't compete with the SEC depth, and couldn't develop players fast enough. So he issued an ultimatum to his athletic director and said, if we don't find $3 million by winter of 2024, we aren't going to have a program. Within a week, she delivered $6 million, and Vanderbilt shifted from what was a developmental model to an NIL-driven, portal-heavy strategy, and it worked. They finished 10-2. They landed five-star quarterback Jared Curtis, who flipped from Georgia and proved that even the smallest SEC program can now shop in the premium aisle. Indiana, they're the biggest shock in college football the last 2 years. Their AD, Scott Dolson, embraced NIL early, bet big on the portal, and hired Kurt Cignetti, who completely rebuilt the roster, including bringing in multiple James Madison stars with them. The result, Indiana ranked number 2 in the country, playing for a Big Ten championship game, first chance at a conference title since 1967, and a former Big Ten coach summed up the shock, quote, you should never win at Indiana, yet the Hoosiers are one win from the playoff. They're in the playoff anyway. They don't even need a win. How about Virginia? And the story Virginia's been. Virginia is one win away for the college football playoff. Culture, new facilities, money, and a rebirth. Their head coach, Tony Elliott, inherited the worst facilities in the Power Five, no money, and a losing culture. It got rebuilt quietly. New building, donor alignment, belief inside the locker room, and eventually in 2025, a real NIL budget. He added size, defense, landed a veteran quarterback, Chandler Morris, whose arrival set the tone for a culture shift. And the turning point for them was a double overtime upset over top 10, then top 10 Florida State. A moment that announced Virginia has made them a legitimate contender. The cost of parity, big brands are losing their margins. Middle tier teams rise, someone has to fall. Wisconsin fell from Big Ten power to 4-8. Florida State from 13-0 to 2-10 due to portal losses. Penn State and Clemson, top five preseason, dropped to both 3-5 by November. Group of five has been decimated and now a feeder system for the Power Four. That is kind of a downside. As Nick Saban has put it before, good players expect to play. If they don't, they leave. Even the elite schools, what? Even the elite schools can't hoard depth anymore. Is this real parity or a temporary bubble? Schools like Vanderbilt, Indiana, Texas Tech, all had coaches linked to major openings, and all stayed. A complete shift from the James Franklin era. Why? Because they now believe they can win big where they're at. Long term question remains: can these programs keep spending? Will donors stay engaged? Will the culture survive fast roster turnover? The new system has created more hope than ever before, but also more volatility. Big winners, programs bold enough to adapt. Big losers, programs clinging to old rules. This puts up my entire conversation about the parity in college football that anybody can win the Big 12. Aside from Ohio State that has just been dominant in their spending, anybody can really win the Big 10. Anybody can win the SEC. Anybody can win the ACC. I mean, you're going to start to see a lot of the traditional blue bloods really come back down to earth in college football. Frank, we talk all the time about NIL and what it's bad. Mm-hmm. This is all the instances of NIL being good for college athletics. I think you've never seen more parity in college football than you see right now. There's not like the two, three dominant teams anymore. And I like to point out, everybody goes, there's not 24 teams that could win the national title. Just like they said, there's not 12 teams that can win the national title. Frank, there's 12 teams right now that could potentially win the national championship.
Yeah, there absolutely are. And this is also a sign of who is willing to change and who can see the future over who is going to cling to the past. Because a lot of that you brought up was Indiana getting out ahead of NIL. Vanderbilt getting out ahead of it, Virginia getting out ahead of it, and it's worked for them. So what you're seeing right now, as far as the resurgence of those teams, is they were the ones that believed in it early, and they're going to be one of the first, and they're going to be the first schools to reap the benefits from it. That is what you're seeing with these programs. And now that it's a model that is proving successful, you're going to see a lot more teams do it, but they're not going to get the recognition that a Vanderbilt, an Indiana, a Virginia will get, because they were one of the first to do it and they were the first ones to have success with it.
This is the thing with college football. I mean, I think, and you're going to get more of this. This is, and then here's the other thing too. Like, kids understand, they want to go to a place that they can play, and they want to go to a place that could play in big games and get paid. And there's a lot of schools now that are paying money that now they could go, as Ed Orgeron said on Bennett Woods this morning, and go through the front door now instead of having to make the money deals in the back door. Said he was kidding.
Allegedly.
And so now all these programs can do that. And on top of that, they give kids an opportunity to play in a high level. And when you're competing and all of a sudden you expand the playoff to 12 teams, these kids know that they have a shot and they don't have to go to the four schools that have dominated and were paying money behind under the table. Now everybody's paying money. Now all of a sudden the playing field is more level, and see what happens. You get teams like Virginia potentially in the college football play. You got Texas Tech that's going to get a first round bye in the college football playoff. You got Indiana in the college football playoff. These are schools that like 5, 6, 7 years ago you would never assume would ever even have a chance to make the college football playoff. Now they're getting good athletes. You expand it to 24 teams, and guess what? There's going to be more parity in college football. Because these kids are going to be like, oh, I guess I can go to San Diego State now. They have a path. They spend money. They have a path. I could go to some of these other schools, and there's not just one dominant team anymore. There are still some remnants of the old system in play with teams like Ohio State at the top and spending a lot of money, and the Texases of the world and everything like that, and Georgia and Alabama. But they're coming, falling more and more closer to the pack with all of these changes. Parity is great for college football because now more entities are paying attention. Parity is not good for the elite at the top that have made all of the money off of college football. And so all the mouthpieces of college athletics on ESPN, they want everything to be like it's always been because they've always made the money and they don't want to share the money, just like it is in every walk of life. The people in charge of the money, the people that are making all the money, don't like sharing the money. That's why the Big Ten and the SEC puff their chest out and talk about how great they are when we all know it's smoke and mirrors. There's about one or two elite teams per conference in the SEC, in the Big Ten, and everybody else is just kind of there. But they think that they're the best. We have the most people that watch. Well, you have the biggest fan bases. And they don't want anything to change. And they like the way things are. But this is why you fight for some of this stuff in college athletics. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. When we go to break, we're giving away tickets to the Zach Bryan concert at Snapdragon Stadium July 31st. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Be the first one to call in and tell us the name of the song that I mentioned yesterday by Zach Bryan. Not American Nights that came on, but the other song that we have is a rejoiner. If you could tell me what the name of that song is, and you'd be the first one to do it during the break, you will win tickets to Zach Bryan on July 31st.
Again, want to make it clear, not American Nights, other one.
It's the other one. And we talked about it yesterday, if you're paying attention. 833-288-973, 833-288-973. If you listen to the show a lot on the radio, you'll have a pretty good advantage of this because you've probably heard the song once or twice. We'll give away those tickets as we go to break on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego Summer Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to get to the World Cup situation. They just had their draw today. USA is in Group D with Paraguay and Australia. They also have the UEFA Group C play-in paths that need to be determined as well. Those will all happen in March. And we'll talk about that with Drake Hills when we come back on the Braden Soprenet Show. But I do want to mention some of the stuff. I mean, I had some people ask. I got a game tonight with Cathedral. We're playing at, and they already left. They're about to leave in about 10 minutes on the bus. I'm driving myself. Here's the situation. It's me, it's my friend, and my mom. We're going to leave at 2:30. We got to get up to Long Beach City College. Now, the drive itself is the easy part with my mom and my friend. Now, the hard part, and now maybe she's listening. She listens a lot. I'm not worried about my friend being at my house at 2:30 ready to leave. I am worried about my mom. She's late to a lot of stuff. She has her nickname's Dizzle. I call her Dizzle. She kind of anointed her that name. Like, so at the gym, there's these things that are like kind of heart monitors, and they track like your effort and stuff like that at the gym, and like burning calories and all that stuff when you work out. Mm-hmm. I forget what they're called, but everybody's got like a little name for it. My dad's just did his own name because he's boring. My mom put Don Dizzle on there. And so we all call her Dizzle, which is great. So we were planning last night about going up to Long Beach. I wasn't going to make the bus in time. I already knew that. My dad's going to take the bus. So I was going to drive myself. And I said, well, I could give you guys a ride. Why have multiple cars up in Long Beach for no reason? Plus, if they go with me, I know they're not going to be late to the game. And it's probably going to take us 2.5 hours to get up there with traffic already. I already looked at it. And my dad said in our little meeting for this, you're putting yourself at risk being on Dizzle time. And I was like, you know what? I am a little bit. Co-Aztecs, calling up mom on the show, foul. You know what? Sometimes mom's got to get called out. You're putting yourself on Dizzle time. Which is very true. But here's the deal.
This is why.
As a special teams coordinator, you kind of have to be there on time or early because there's something called early outs, which is usually all the special teams guys. I would like to be up there before 5 o'clock. I've already ordered Jersey Mike's for lunch. That's getting dropped off at my house. My friend's going to pick it up. I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat. I'm going to have my other stuff ready to go, and then I am hitting the road at 2:30 with or without my mom. Now, you brought this up off air before. This has a Ron White stand-up written all over it, Frank.
I'm going to be at this show. I've been dying to go to this show. And I'm going to be at the airport, wheels up at 7 o'clock, whether you're there or not. 7 o'clock shows up. Is she there? No. Do I leave?
No.
No, of course I don't.
Of course not. That's the dilemma I'm going to be in.
7:30 rolls around. Is she there? No. Do I leave? No. That's why I found out. You tell them a time like a half hour early. Now it's kind of hard for
She's getting wise to that. She's getting wise to that. Our family tries to do it for like airport trips. But here's the problem.
You gotta say earlier.
She used to be a flight attendant back in the day, so she knows all the airport stuff. So she knows if she finds out what time her flight is, she's like, oh, we have plenty of time. I'm somewhere in the middle. There's two people in this world. And then I'm in the middle. There's the people that get to the airport 3 days before their flight starts, before their flight takes off. That's like our friend Perez, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to the airport like 3 days prior to his flight leaving. That's how early he gets there. And he posts up at the bar and all that. No, that is way too flipping early.
There are some airports where it's a necessity. That here, I wouldn't say. Depending upon what time here, I wouldn't say so.
I'm trying to get through security about an hour and a half before. Yeah, I don't need a lot of time at the airport. I don't need the alcohol. I don't need the beer at the airport. You know what? If I'm going on a vacation, and it's like the right before the vacation, it's like after it's happy hour time. Sure, have a cocktail. But like, I got friends that get to the airport early in the early morning, and they're already like, "Oh, morning airport beer, let's go." No, thank you.
Morning airport beer.
That hits apparently,
bro.
I can't do it unless it's a vacation trip. Like if I'm going to the airport for any other reason. Work related, whatever. Probably not having an airport beer at 7 in the morning. Will I have an airport beer if I'm sitting there waiting for our flight next Wednesday? Hey, maybe. Flight's at 7. All right. So, you know, could work out. But again, so there's those people like Perez that is there 4 days before you take off. He just lives at the airport for 3 days. And then there's people like my mom who get to the airport and they're getting through security as they're boarding the first group.
I can't do that.
I can't. No. No.
I can't do that.
No. It works out for her. She always gets on her flight. But you know what? I'm not going to do it.
You know what that's called?
Why add the stress?
That is called the luck of fools, is what that's called.
Why add the stress?
That is the luck of fools.
Why add the stress? You know what? Here's the other thing. Again, this is what backfires for us, is the fact... is the fact that she does things that she knows the inner workings of the airport for working as a flight attendant. And there's like, they're boarding groups and I'm ready to like, and I don't want to sit, I'm not going to be a psycho that stands up when I'm like five groups away, like sitting there in the front of the line, like relax, dude. She'll like go to the bathroom as they start boarding multiple groups. All right, I need to go to the bathroom one more time. I'm sorry. We're boarding now.
And you realize the bathroom's on the other side of the terminal. Like, is that your mom yelling?
No, it's our friend Jake from CBS.
From State Farm?
He goes, him and his wife got to the airport 22 minutes before they boarded the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Jake, are you one of those people?
Oh, I would have lost
stress
it.
Level too high. Too high.
I'm usually a guy who likes to be, like at Kennedy, you have to be at the airport like 3 hours before because you never know what you're going to get with Kennedy. I would assume LAX is the same. I would assume like Chicago O'Hare. I would assume Chicago O'Hare, Boston Logan, Hartford, Atlanta, Hartfield, Atlanta. That's the same way.
Cole Brooks in the chat. Nothing like a beer at 6 a.m. before getting on a metal death trap that floats. You know what? You know what? Sometimes you got to take the edge off. Sometimes you got to take the edge off.
Kind of take the edge off of getting on the metal death tube.
Oh, my God. But I tell you what, like, this is like my airport thing.
For San Diego, an hour and a half is cool. Like, I'm trying to meet up with somebody before the flight. The latest that they're available is 4:30.
You got to backtrack from the time you want to physically be at the airport,
yeah,
right?
So, like, I would.
Our flight's at 7:07 on Wednesday.
I would feel comfortable getting to the airport no later than 6. Like, I would feel comfortable with that. Wednesday night in the middle of Wednesday night, it's after evening rush, I would feel comfortable with 6 o'clock being like the absolute latest. But if we're meeting up, we're meeting up downtown. Like, I'm not going to come here. I'm not going to come to a place here and then have to worry about booking it to downtown to get to the airport. No, we're going to like Mona Lisa's or something. Like, that's the plan.
That's always a staple. When you land in San Diego and you leave, you had a Mona Lisa sub on the way out. Jake Waters, he flew out of San Diego's 29 times in 2025. He travels a lot for work. He never got to the airport more than 50 minutes before flight departing. True.
Yeah.
San Diego's different. I breeze through security at San Diego's airport. I don't like to close.
No.
By the way, Jake texted me back. He said he still had time to grab that beer of 22 minutes for the flight.
Y'all haven't lived. No. We want to live. That is why we do things the way we do things. We want to live.
Or what I was going to say about the airport thing, you have to backtrack. Like, for me, like, it was San Diego part I got down just because I've flown out of here so many times. But our flight's at 7:07. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, well, what time do I want to get through security? I'd probably want to be there, like, out of security around 6:07.
Because
you board 30 minutes before the plane takes off. And to me, 30 minutes before boarding is plenty of time for me to get a water, get a snack. If I want a airport cocktail, it gives me enough time to get one of those and get on a plane and drink it before I have to get on a plane. It's plenty of time.
90 minutes is rational. That is absolutely rational. To want to be there at like 5:30, that was my plan. But there are some airports that you can't do that. There are some airports, like I said, like the big airports like Kennedy, where you have to be there like 3 hours before. But smaller airports, even though this is an international airport, smaller airports, you can afford to get away with it a lot quicker.
Security is pretty easy at that deal. But again, like, the timing is the biggest part of this conversation. And we'll find out next Thursday. Or sorry, Wednesday.
I have a feeling I'm probably going to get a text like, it is 3:45. Mom is barely ready. We're just hitting the road now.
Oh, today?
Keep me from losing my mind.
I'm telling you, dude, I'm leaving at 2:30. I liked Aztec's jet. Brayden driving down the street with a friend saying, is that your mom in the rearview mirror? She had a chance. Missed it.
By that much.
I'm just telling you, like, it's it's funny. Like, the airport trips. And here's the thing. Like, so have you ever flown with both of those people? The super early person and the person that wants to walk on the plane right at the time?
No, because I'm not in the privileged position where I get to fly all the time. So, no, we've usually been... We're usually, like I said, the 3 hour group. That was when I was flying with my parents, 3 hours. I was fine with that. So when I would fly with myself, that would usually be it.
So I've done trips with, like, I've talked about this before, but we went to New York for the Padres Yankees series.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love doing sports trips. Perez likes doing sports trips. So we all went. And like, it started with Perez and I were going to do it. And then all of a sudden, you know, my family wanted to go and we like having fun as a group. I'm blessed to have a family like that, and we were a very tight-knit group. And so, like, we took the trip together, and Perez was like, he texted me in the morning, like, here at the airport. I'm like, bro, I'm still in bed. What? They're super early. But I tell you right now, him dealing with Dizzle time, stressed. I know how to handle it. I've done with it enough. It stresses me out enough. But for somebody that's not used to traveling like that, oh, my God. Stress level probably very high.
Yeah, no, that's also one of those things. Like, if you want to be there, if our flight's at 7 o'clock at night and you want to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, have fun, go. But I'm gonna go at my time. I'm gonna do what I need to do. I'm not gonna sit there all day because you want to go.
So what we're leaving for, we got high school football this weekend. We're on TV tonight. You going to watch the game?
Yes, I will try to.
Yeah, we're on Spectrum Sportsnet at 7:30. So you can watch the game on TV tonight. That's like $690-something on DirecTV. I can't remember off the top of my head. But we play Los Alamitos tonight, 7:30, Veterans Stadium at Long Beach City College. San Diego Open Division champion, fresh off a dramatic comeback against Carlsbad. Brady Palmer, quarterback for us tonight, over 2,000 yards passing, 18 touchdowns, just committed to Minnesota. Honor Falave Johnson, 1,613 total yards, 19 touchdowns, plus one of the team's, one of our top defenders on defense as well. Isaac Cook has had a great year. Again, I don't know how many offers Isaac has. I don't know why he doesn't have an offer from multiple schools already. If you look at Brady Palmer's highlight reel that Minnesota posted when he signed, it's an Isaac Cook also highlight reel. Isaac Cook needs to be recruited. Somebody give him a scholarship who doesn't already. I think he'd be great at San Diego State. I'm going to tell you right there. He's got 42 catches for 1,029 yards and 9 touchdowns. Logan Jones, also mentioned in the John Maffey preview article. Los Alamitos is good. They're 12-2. They run a no-huddle, fast-break offense led by Colin Creason. They've got two running backs that are really good, Candon Tillis, as well as Lenny Ibarra. Lenny Ibarra is really good. He's one of the best rugby players in the country. He's going to Army, which is super cool. I can't remember if he's going to Army for rugby or if he's going to Army for football, but he's a fun running back to watch. He's a number 28 for Los Al. He had a 65-yard punt return last week against San Clemente. Should be a really good one tonight at 7:30. Again, we're on Spectrum Sportsnet if you want to watch on television tonight. Got nothing else going on. You're decorating for Christmas in the house. Throw the Dons on. Let's get to the other games. Division 5 AA, Christian at Valley Center will be tonight at 7:30. Christian has been the biggest late-season surprise, 5 straight wins after starting the season 2-7. Caleb Runkle playing at elite level, 2,625 passing yards, 26 total touchdowns. He's got Kai Rozier, who's got 1,000 receiving yards. He's got Hank Houston, who's got 43 catches. He's got Julian Moronis, who's a top rusher. Defensively, Chase Torgensen, 90 tackles. Everick Randall's got 82. They carry the load defensively for the Patriots. They face a Valley Christian team who's 11-3 with quarterback Graham Lunzer, who's got 2,065 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, and a wide receiver in Oliver Boateng, who has over 1,000 yards receiving. Christian will be at Valley Christian in the Cerritos area tonight at 7:30. The other game tonight will be the 6AA division. Valley View, who's 9-5, is traveling to Valley Center. Valley Center is the only home team for San Diego tonight. Valley Center started the season 1-5 with a forfeit to Carlsbad. They're now the Division 4 champs and rolling. Braylon Mitchell up to 2,700 passing yards and 29 touchdowns. Receiver Jesse Morales has 80 catches for 1,240 and 14 scores. Josiah Ryan Torado has 1,234 yards on the ground and 14 touchdowns, as well as 38 tackles on defense. A true two-way star defensively. Mitchell Staley, Brandon Ravelis and Max Daly lead the charge for the Jags. Valley View counters with a dual threat quarterback in Jesse Vega. He's got more than 1,500 passing yards and 1,200 rushing yards and 35 total touchdowns. Should be a good one at Valley Center. Battle of some valleys. Valley View at Valley Center in Division 6 AA. Again, San Diego's only got 6 teams left in the playoffs right now, all trying to clinch a spot in the state championship game. Division 1A will be tomorrow at Granite Hills High School. Granite's hosting tomorrow, Saturday at 7 o'clock. This game will also be on Spectrum Sportsnet tomorrow. Pacifica, 14-0, taking on Granite Hills, who's 10-3. Fourth straight section title for the Granite Hills Eagles after they defeated Lincoln last week, and they get a 14-0 Pacifica team who has hung 578 points on the board this season. They got a quarterback in Taylor Lee, who's got 3,500 passing yards and 49 touchdowns. Anthony Jacobs, who's got 1,100 receiving yards. Elijah Royster, who's got 802 receiving yards and 12 touchdowns. But Granite Hills has the same counter. These are two very similar teams. Zach Benitez, 3,600 passing yards and 39 touchdowns. Noah Walker, one of the best receivers in the county, 1,231 yards and 15 touchdowns. Zadon Smith and Tristan Diaz both have over 550 yards receiving. They got a lot of weapons throughout the offense. Davion Williams, is out for Granite Hills. Expect Gage Spaulding and Anthony Matar and Seth Rodriguez to step up big time from the running attack. Defensively, Braylon Wells, Caden Phillips, Hunter Hamilton, headlining unit with 67 tackles for loss, 25 sacks, and 16 interceptions. Biggest X factor is Parker Johnson for Granite Hills. Rio Hondo Prep will take on Santa Fe Christian at Carlsbad High School tomorrow at 6 o'clock, a battle of unbeatens. Rio Hondo Prep's really good. Rio Hondo Prep has 80 boys at their school. That's it. And about 25 to 40 of them play on the football team. About half of the boys that go to this school are on the football team, and they're 14-0. Santa Fe Christian's going to have their hands full tonight, or sorry, tomorrow with Rio Hondo Prep. That's going to be a good game at Carlsbad High School at 6 o'clock. Last game for you, Morse will play Simi Valley. Grace, that will be at Moore Park College. That's Saturday at 6 o'clock. Morse comes in with four straight wins in a section championship. Superior Guerrer is their everything. 2,700 yards of offense, 95 tackles, 6 picks. That should be a good one tomorrow. We will let you know how the six schools do on Monday, as hopefully we got multiple in the state championship game. When we come back, we'll get our final recap of San Diego FC with Drake Hills and preview what happened in the draws with the World Cup seedings today. We'll talk about that to finish up the show, the Braden Sprennett Show, San Diego Sports Station 97 through the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
As we get you through the winter months here, next week's going to be fun because we got the winter meetings going on next week. We're going to have a lot to talk about. I thought we had a lot to talk about today.
We got the winter meetings going on, and we'll be in Baltimore for the second half of the week. So once the winter meetings are over, we'll be in Baltimore.
We'll be getting some winter meeting news and stuff as we're flying to Baltimore, probably. That Thursday show in Baltimore will be kind of like that.
Yes.
But we wanted to talk about the... we couldn't get a hold of Drake, so hopefully everything's okay. We'll try to get him on next week, maybe to talk about the aftermath of San Diego FC and with the MLS Cup Finals going on. That's on Saturday, correct? Tomorrow? The MLS Cup Final?
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
But a good season for San Diego FC nonetheless. We talked about that a little bit more on Monday. Today was the World Cup group draws, and we saw it was a spectacle today on television. Took them like 40 minutes to finally start doing it. They brought in all these... these United States celebrities, and Kevin Hart was there, and Tom Brady was there, and Shaq, and Wayne Gretzky, Aaron Judge. Those, like, the best athletes we have to offer? Is that what we're doing? I love Shaq's funny, though. I like Shaq. They did, like, a couple of music acts and stuff. They made this, like, huge ordeal. But what you need to know is all of the groups have been seated out so far. And just kind of quick look before we really dive into it, Frank. Team USA's got a pretty good draw in Group D to get things started. There should be no reason why USA does not make it to the knockout stage.
Yeah, no, they do have a very friendly draw. It's U.S., Paraguay, Australia, and then they have the winner from UEFA Qualifier 3. UEFA Playoff 3. Oh, Drake's actually on
Drake's
the
right here.
Now. Yep.
So let's bring on Drake. Drake, what's going on? Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We got to start to explain a little bit of the draw that happened today and seating everybody, but good to have you on. We're worried there for a second.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of the year, you know. I've got soccer, I've got grading, I've got broadcast prep, man. It's a serious deal. I didn't forget about you guys.
Of course not. Well, plus you got to worry. You got to see what where Oregon's going to get seated in the college football playoff. Drake, I mean, there's a lot of that going on this weekend.
Yeah, for the first time, I think all year, I'm going to be watching the American Conference Championship.
We're talking with Drake Hills. He jumps on our show each and every Friday, contributing writer for Black Players for Change, and does a lot of international writing for ESPN.com when it comes to soccer as well. We're going to talk about the American. See or where they're at in Group D and everything like that in a second. Just real quick, since we don't have too much time, Drake, the recap for you, season recap of San Diego FC and how far they came and what happened on Saturday last week.
Yeah, I'm just going to start with the game, go quick, and then kind of zoom out here. But obviously Vancouver, and you know, despite San Diego FC having their number, I'd argue, especially going to Vancouver earlier this year, had an incredible win. Obviously, Milan Nolaski is no longer with San Diego FC, but that was probably top three highlights of the entire year for San Diego FC. And for Vancouver to flip that, I think you have to credit a lot with Thomas Muller. You have to credit Jaden Nelson. You have to credit, I think, in terms of the World Cup, Sebastian Berhalter is, I think, top two in terms of Mauricio Pochettino's favorite players going into the 2026 World Cup year for the U.S. men's national team. That is just happens to be the team that's the hottest right now. I know everyone's talking about Miami, but Vancouver just went in and earned it straight up and down.
Let's talk about the draw today. The first thing you obviously want to talk about, let's talk about Team USA. They got a pretty solid draw in Group D, a very winnable draw, or at least a very advanceable draw in Group D. They're going to be with Paraguay, Australia, and then the UEFA Path C winner, which has a handful of countries, Turkey, Slovakia, Kosovo, and Romania. The winner of that playoff will be added to this group. They will play their first match on June 12th at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. USA will against Paraguay, but as you look at this group, very winnable group for Team USA.
Yeah, I mean, starts off with the first game. You're going to go June 12th at SoFi in Los Angeles against Paraguay. That is, you know, I'm not sitting here looking over Paraguay at all. Don't get me wrong. But that is an incredible jump starter to kind of get you going, kind of put you into that World Cup intensity. But I think the reality is that, if, you know, you get 3 points over Paraguay. You're familiar with Australia. You've played a friendly against them. Just in this last couple of months. So you're familiar with them, and then obviously you're going to wait until the end of March. Slovakia versus Kosovo, and the winner of that plays Turkey versus Romania. I like Turkey to come out of that, but Slovakia is no slouch either, so I think those are one of the two teams that will go through that playoff C pass. And it's going to be interesting, Braden, because you know, you're looking at some of these other groups. I mean, Canada has a really favorable group as well. June 12th, starting in Toronto, they're going to take a look at either Wales, Bosnia-Herzegovina, or Italy or Northern Ireland. But I think Mexico is a little bit different. I mean, that's a group that I'm excited about. Just, what is that, 15, 16 years ago, or that's, yeah, somewhere around there if my math is correct. The 2010 World Cup in Johannesburg, South Africa hosts Mexico in the first game. Now it's flipped, you know, a few World Cup cycles later. So I'm excited about that one on June 11th in Mexico City at the Estadio Azteca. But I got to say, Braden, the group that I'm really looking at is Group L. I'm going to call that the group of love. You know, England, Croatia, Ghana, and Panama, who obviously San Diego fans will know about Anibal Godoy, who is their captain and the most capped player for the Panamanian national team. So that's the group that I'm going to be looking at every single game that's going to be played. I'm going to be watching.
Is that your, you said group of love. I was going to ask you in a follow-up. You know, everybody, there's always a group of death. What's the group of death out there in the group?
I honestly don't think we have one. Like, it could be argued that you could say, sure, you can call that the group of death, if you will, but if you love the game of football, there's more love than death. There's more life than death than that one. I mean, I think maybe Group I with France. I mean, Senegal's obviously had that team they're not as, in my opinion, not as fearful as I saw them in the last couple of World Cups. So France, Senegal, then you've got a playoff team that's going to get in there alongside Norway. So people don't really think about Norway as like a top team, but there's a guy named Erling Haaland who is really, really good at soccer and very athletic and scores a lot of goals and plays for Manchester City and has done really well there. So I think that's probably going to be my pick for a group of death is Group I.
Group I, says Drake. Well, you know, we got a couple of Italian fans in this room between Frank and I. Can they make it through their playoff path? How difficult is it going to be for them? They got to deal with Wales, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Northern Ireland. How do you see that one playing out for Group B? I know you mentioned it earlier for Team Canada, but from the Italian perspective, how do you think the UEFA playoff path A will result in?
Yeah, I think that obviously that first game against Northern Ireland in the semifinal, all these European path games are going to be taking place on the 31st of March. But just taking a look at Italy over the course of the last, say, 6 months, I mean, they haven't really – I think a lot of the damage that they took was in the Nations League, kind of the beginning of this year, end of last year, just having a couple of rough games against Germany, France, and Norway. That absolutely probably set them into a concussion, just the way that, as I said earlier, Erling Haaland and those guys – back in June, put a 3-0 whooping to them. But, I mean, since then, they haven't really played anyone. I think their strongest game since then was another game against Norway in which they lost 4-1 just a few weeks ago. So I think Italy's going to have to prove themselves that they can be at that World Cup level. But just the way the path is set up, I think if they can handle business over Northern Ireland, I like the matchup against Wales. I'm not as high on Wales this time around as Wales probably was a couple of Euro cycles ago. So there is a chance. I do think that there is a chance for, I'd say, just even taking a look at their group. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but they would be put into the Portugal, Uzbekistan, Colombia group. Is that right? Do I have that right?
No, they're UEFA A, right?
So what group would they be put into? Group B.
So yeah, it would be Group B.
Group B with Canada, Qatar, and Switzerland, correct.
Yeah. I mean, just taking a look at Italy, like, in that group, that's no slouch either. I do think that they could play well against a Qatar and a Switzerland, but Canada on home soil, that'll be interesting as well. But I like their chances.
Drake, always great talking soccer with you. We look forward to talking more World Cup in the new year. Thanks again for joining us, and good luck to your Ducks this weekend. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Suprenant. This has been the Braden Suprenant Show. Thank you so much, Sports Station 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at @B_SURP, @BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at @B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at @B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.